You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's another Friday night. We're close to 4th of July. I want to wish everyone a happy and safe and healthy 4th of July, because we won't be on till after 4th of July. We'll be on the Friday after. But anyway, wish you all a very nice, safe, and sane 4th of July. Enjoy the many amusements at the Rose Bowl. They're going to have a wonderful fireworks display. Also, I understand at Woodland Hills, they're going to have at the Woodland Hills Park, they're going to have a 4th of July spectacular by Representative or Senator Robert Blumenthal. And they're going to have at Shepherd of the Hills up in the Porter Ranch, they're going to have their annual 4th of July spectacular. And I understand from people who have been telling me that they have a nice one up at Santa Clarita near the shopping center up on, as you go, Newhall Road. They're going to have some nice 4th of July stuff. So take it in. I know Pasadena, you have to pay for. The one in Porter Ranch is free, and you just, you know, wait around there up on Rinaldi. And they have one at Marina Del Rey. So enjoy the 4th of July, you know, and don't use fireworks. Let the professionals do the fireworks. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot has gone on this past week. First of all, with the immigration situation, it has gone crazy. And we've seen on the news where families have been, you know, lost. The president doesn't know what happened. And a lot of things have gone on that would never go on in this country, because we are a country of family, and we would never split children apart from their parents. So that point by Trump is not working too well. His poll numbers have gone down, not up. And in fact, his poll numbers he was getting in the 40s. Now he's down in the 30s. The positive thing. And then other poll numbers, the Democrats are coming back with the poll numbers are coming up at a strong 50%. So they have to get that message to American people and get the midterm elections. And as for the surprises, the socialist Democrat in New York won. She won the election. And in fact, she beat Joe Crowley, who was a veteran, and she did the old-fashioned way. When you have an issue that helps the community, people are going to vote for you. And she did it the old rally, as the Democrats used to do, the working class people, and they liked her. She's 28 years old, and I think she's going to go very far, because she's got that charisma that you don't see nowadays. But it's a good thing. So hopefully her campaign will rise up the occasion. And we don't know much of her issues, but we will find out one day. Hopefully we'll interview her and have her on the show and talk about her issues. Now, in the other states, they're electing Democrats left and right. Utah, elected Mitt Romney for senator. So he's going to have a tough race up there in Utah. You know, he's taking over the seat of the wonderful, wonderful leader of the Senate over there. I'll get his name, but he's going to take his seat, and Mitt Romney is gliding in, as they say, and he's not going to get the president's support, because I think he doesn't really care for President Donald Trump. So we'll see what happens. Now for California, we had the pre-primary people on. We're going to have all our great people on. We'll have Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Green Party. And now soon be, we're going to get them on to talk about their issues. And in California, you know, for governor, I would say Gavin Newsom is a shoo-in. I don't know if the Republican has any chance. Now, as for U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, excuse me about that. Got a drink of water. And then as for races, the big races in Orange County, and we'll see what happens in it's an established Republican, and we'll see if he makes it, because there's a lot of Democrats running. And I'd say another district up in San Francisco, there's a lot of young supporters of the, I would say, not socialists, but they're more progressive, and they're taking a lot of seats. So we'll see what happens. Election Day is going to be in November. We're going to cover it here. We're going to hopefully get some reaction And I welcome calls from all over the world. Our phone number is 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. And if you're in London, England, 323-203-0815. If you're in Sacramento, California, 323-203-0815. Tonight we're broadcasting on the LA Talk Radio Studios in Los Angeles. And we're also broadcasting at BBS Radio in San Francisco. And the wonderful two brothers that run that station, they're great. So we want you to support them too. And we want to mention that soon, we're going to be in Las Vegas. We're going to get our show heard in Las Vegas. And then take it to Salt Lake City, and then take it to Phoenix. So those are on our maps for a while. So we hit those, man. We're in radio heaven. And there was one thing, I guess it was on the news, the Jackson family matriarch died, Joe Jackson. He was 89. And what I remember of him was in the old Jackson concerts, he was always supportive of his son and his daughters. And it's sad because he was separate from Catherine Jackson, and he was a devout, I would say, he put them to be number one. And Michael Jackson owed a lot to him. But with the child abuse and all the beatings and all that, that's a whole different story. But Michael Jackson's father, we'd like to do a tribute to the family, and we'd like to send our condolences to the family and friends, and we hope that his legacy will continue on with artists, and that the Jackson 5 will be inspired all over. Anyway, all that in mind, what I want to talk to you about is some news. We had some news stories, and we're going to talk about UFO tonight. Hopefully get our UFO contingent on. And we had a couple of stories today, and one was regarding this NFL cornerback. It looks like he's going to have a 3-day suspension from violating the personal contact rule in the NFL. Jameis Winston is the name, and he's going to face possible ban from the NFL. So we're going to get more about that soon. And the NFL only gives you 3 days to ban a substance. That's kind of crazy. And what they should do is if an athlete is intentionally using drugs or doing things to not withhold the best interests of the NFL, suspend him for a year. Let's see how he would be from there. Other news, you heard about LeBron James. He declared himself, he's now a free agent, and teams like the Lakers, the Cavaliers, Boston, New York, Philadelphia are all in the move for him. And if he goes to the Lakers, I would say it'd probably be a 3-player thing where you see, I'd say, first of all, you see a center from Oklahoma coming over, and you'd also see possibly a point guard. So if Lakers could pull that trade off for the deal, that would be fantastic. And it would be the best thing that ever happened, be Magic Johnson and his efforts. So we'll see what happens there. Sorry about that. Drinking water and talking on the air. What do you think about the World Cup? Do you think the officiating is good, or do you think they're over-officiating? I watched the Brazil match this week, and I thought Brazil was phenomenal. Brazil is like the Yankees of soccer. And then I saw Argentina, and I saw Lionel Messi made a goal. I think Messi, to me, if you say Babe Ruth, he's like the Babe Ruth of the sport. And Lionel Messi is best in the in FIFA and soccer. As for the other things going on in the soccer league, you have the Croatia, you had Colombia, and you had Germany went down horribly. I don't know if you've seen the Germany match. Mexico went down. They had a fabulous 2 games. They went down. And then you had Sweden look really good. Iceland, and you had France is going to play, and I think some others. But we'll see who takes the World Cup. It's going to be very tough. And Russia team looks like a far fetch, but they're going to be in it. So we should see what happens. Anyway, in other news, I was going to mention that horrible shooting yesterday in Maryland, where I think it was 5 people that were shot, and the suspect had a beef with the newspaper. In fact, he took him to court and lost, but yet his beef swelled over in his life, and it became it became a horrible situation to try to kill other people over here. Your mental state. And that's what I always say about the gun lobby. They always talk mental state, it's about the mental, but it's not only the mental. You can buy a gun so easy. And my big thing with guns right now is we got to have control. Gun control has to happen. Because look what happened in Arizona. Look what happened in California. Look what happened in all these other cities. And the gun situation, anyone can buy a gun, and it's possible. A kid could buy a gun and shoot, and others. So it's a horrible, horrible thing when you have a country so divided as we are right now about even guns. So we hope maybe someone will come up with an idea. You never know, with gun control. And that's been a big issue. Also, I was going to mention about Toys R Us is over. They're going to be gone as the stores. Over Toys R Us, I remember they in the 70s, they were doing very well. In the 80s, they were doing well. And suddenly, we changed the economy to more of the internet, and they went down. So I think you never know Toys R Us' name, but for right now, it's just a sad story about a brick and mortar, business that went under. So it's just the economy. And then you heard a report of a flight attendant on a Delta airline kicked 5 passengers off a plane after an argument over airplane mode happened. So that's a story we could talk about. We could talk about where are you planning to go on the 4th of July? I'm going to be here in Los Angeles, but I hear a lot of people are traveling. Some people are going to Las Vegas, San Francisco, go up to Mammoth, go up to San Diego, and all over. So where are you going for 4th of July? And is there somewhere you'd like to travel for 4th of July? We'll discuss that and more. Let me give out our numbers again. 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. You can call us from Nome, Alaska to Los Angeles, California. Or you can call us in Germany, Bonn, Germany, 323-203-0815. So tonight, if you'd like to join us, this is going to be our little quiet night. We usually have guests on, but tonight we're going to have a quiet night. We're going to talk about issues we're not able to during the week. And what we're going to do with the show, we're going to soon be traveling. And we're going to go to Sedona. We're going to go to Arizona. We're going to go to Roswell. So we're going to do our show about the UFO. In fact, I was supposed to go to July to Philadelphia because of personal problems or situation. I'm not able to go, and I feel bad because I wanted to meet, Linda Moulton Howe and other people, but this year I couldn't because of family things. But hopefully next year we'll be able to travel. And a couple of news about TV. Did you guys watch America's Got Talent? What a show they had, and the talent level is getting pretty strong. So if you watch America's Got Talent, I was surprised about this kid who was able to sing solid. He was like maybe 12, and he sang so well. So hopefully we'll hear more from him. And let's see on the news other things. Yeah. Oh God. Did you watch Alex Baldwin? In his new ABC show, the Match Game. I think he's really good at Match Game. And I think the show it's going to be picked up by ABC. He does a really good job as a game show. I knew he was going to go into that. because he's very good with like an audience thing. So I'm glad for Alex Baldwin. He's got a new career. Now we'll talk about Donald Trump for a little bit. I know you guys have been hearing about him all week, all day long. But my big thing with Donald Trump is that we need to, as a country, to get along together. We don't need to have blasting of the news media, blasting of victims, calling out the late night hosts. I think we need to focus on trying to get together as a country. And the more we go negative, it's not going to help us. And I noticed, I think it was Conan O'Brien, and they had Jay Leno, and they had Colbert, and it was a very interesting show, and they're all three were talking. And what I'd like to see is the president go on these shows and talk to the average American. They're watching these shows. And, what's wrong with talking about your opinion? And then the fight with the media. I don't think we're a country that likes that type of thing. That's what Trump's been doing. And when you fight with the media, you're going to have a lot of problems. You really are. And then anyone out there, my friends, call in. 323-203-0815. Let's get the show on the road. One other thing mentioning, moving. Oh, God. You know, when you're trying to get a new place and you're moving, the hardest part is getting to square one. And I'm knowing that now as I'm moving to a certain part of Los Angeles. And when you go to square one, it's so expensive. It costs an apartment in L.A., believe it or not, it could range from $2,100 to $2,800, depending where you live. And then you got to fill a moving cost, deposit, insurance, renter's insurance, and third, for animals. So it does add up. And until you're done there, the apartment will cost you close to about $3,000 or $4,000 a month. And that's crazy. And we'll talk about why people are moving from California because of the large tax situation. So that's kind of an important thing. And why people are not happy with what's been going on, with this taxes. They got to cut the taxes, because if you cut the taxes, you create jobs. And the homeless problem, I saw, what was it? I want to say KCET had a nice special on the homeless plight. It was on KCET at night, and they talked about what it would cost to house the homeless. It would be billions. And the problem with the homeless is not the homeless. It's just they also carry with them disease, and they also carry with them smell and everything. And the big problem is, what community wants that? Koreatown voted against it. Downtown LA, they have a problem of it. So where do you put the homeless? That would be my other challenging question. You have homeless in LA. I think you may have here about 300,000 homeless walking around, and that's a big number. What do we do with them? Do we put them in a facility that would only be for homeless? Do we not only put them in a facility for homeless, but do we have a temporary housing situation? Three, should we get the CDC, which is the control disease of Atlanta, come out here to monitor their situation? So it's a very, very rough situation. So if anyone's out there, please call in. Maybe Ken Pfeiffer will call us. Maybe we'll get some people calling in. So it's 323-203-0815. And if we get my friend from Austin, Texas, I'd love to hear from her. She's a health coach. Like to have a call in. Also, I was going to mention some stuff, local stuff, that's fun to do. As the holiday comes upon us, which will be on Wednesday, the main thing is finding that place to vacation. And I went few years ago, I went up to Santa Barbara. And I'll tell you, Santa Barbara, you go for a weekend, you go for the holiday, the nice place to go. They have, Solvang. When you go up a little more. If you want to gamble, you go to Chumash. And it's a wonderful place to, unwind. And they have wonderful places where you can just relax. They have museums for Hans Christian Andersen. They have many, many things for unwindment. And what you do is when you go there, you feel like you're, relaxed. And I want to tell everyone that's working very hard, you got to take time to relax, because life itself is so hard itself that you need time just to take it easy. And, we talk about that. We're going to do a show, by the way. Someone asked me if we'd get into retirement. And I'm going to have a guy come in and talk about IRAs, retirement, 401ks. Because people ask me, and see, the problem is, when you book these type of shows, is that getting the people on, the experts, and some of the experts are on, they go either, they're traveling, or the people that I know out here, usually want to spend time with their family. We're going to try to get a show together regarding the 401k. What does that mean? So there'll be future shows on that. And also we're going to have a show regarding, we talk about life in Los Angeles. We want to do some unusual things for those people that have to work very hard and not able to do many things. We'll have contests soon regarding massage and maybe getaways. So we're putting those together right now, and we will have something coming in. And so anyway, a listener, please call in. I feel not so alone as we open our phones. It's 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. That's Cameron, Sports and Life, here on LA Talk Radio. And by the way, we're going to have some openings for people that want to advertise. And I know that's a big thing right now, advertisement. And our head of advertisement is Sam Hassan. If you want to advertise with us, no problem. You call the number, the LA Talk Radio number, and I'm sure they would love to have people come on and talk about various things of advertising. And we have many shows, and boy, do we need advertisers, So we'd love to have you come on our show. I think it'd be a great thing, to advertise. That's another part we'd like to get focused on too, is getting some products on here. And if you have a product and you want to try it, you can come on our show, and we will definitely come out there and have people try it. It's a good source for that. Let me see. Let's get to our phone lines. Call us at 323-203-0815. And I have some UFO news. Da-da-da-da! I do my UFO news. Anyway, on UFO news, the first article was regarding there was an administrator that JAXA Space that said, why do you not release more photos of Aruku asteroid to the public? You release one close-up only. Please release them all. Why are you hiding the photos of the asteroid? Well, we got an answer. But the guy was the ambassador to Israel. Find a UFO. You might be interested in this. After 290 million in space, the Japanese have reached the asteroid, Roku, which was headed to the Earth. And it was a probe, and it was a whole adventure. I didn't know much about it. It appeared on UFO Today, and that whole article about it, which is, to me, fascinating that someone from another country would know about it. And about the asteroid, how long does it take to get to Earth, and what the measurement is. And they had a whole exploration of that. We'll talk soon to some of our experts. And then we had Scott Waring, who is a ufologist, and he's been a lot in the rag, they call it the paper magazines like Inquirer, and he's brought the UFO situation to a whole big level. And Scott Waring, maybe we can get him in. And a black pyramid on asteroid, which you could see. So a lot of things in the UFO world that are happening right now. And it's really interesting because when I was younger, we had experts, but they never really explained how these things come about. You know, why are there UFOs? Where are they coming from? You know, where could we find one? And these UFOs, by the way, change shape. They're not just like, for example, some people see a silver sphere. Some see a gold sphere. Some see a yellow sphere. But these are not like that. They're all formed like, it looks like French bread. It looks like that long. So each thing we see, it could be something that we need to see on the UFO end. And there's other things about a rock on the Mars, and Mars has some animals on there. Not quite graphic as we want to see, but there are animals. And also space travel in Brazil. We'll talk about more. We also have, there's also been fake rocks on Mars, which has been on television. And that's been crazy. And we see the rock itself. It looks so real. It looks like an old Queen album where the guy has the long, long hair. That's what it looks like. And then they have one in Brazil where UFO travels towards the sun. And someone was able to take that amazing photograph. And then they have an oval-shaped photograph that's in the sky and started from filming. And you can see the fluxing, like the colors of a squid, and then the UFO vanishes off the camera. Very interesting. I never envisioned a UFO to disappear, you know, like that. And there's a gentleman, like I said, Scott Waring, W-A-R-I-N-G, and he's put it together, wonderful stuff. There's a booklet, I think he has a book out on UFO stuff, on, you know, unidentified flying objects. And we have been having a lot of sightings he's brought. And then they have one about Saturn's moon. They found a sighting there. A giant black cube orbiting the sun detected as NASA's SOHO photos. And then we had two UFOs over the football game on national TV. So you're going to see a lot of phenomena like that. There's not going to be anything new or shocking, but it's going to be part of this trend to try to be to show the opening of the UFO. And UFOs are becoming very clear, some of them, you know, the pictures. And we have one from June 28th. It was in Mars, and you can see that Mars is starting to get rocks and shapes. And they have one that looked like a turtle or a monkey. So they may have animals over there. We don't know. So that's very interesting what's over there. What else? I guess that's it. We're going to go into more details as we get phone calls. So please call us. We're ready for open line tonight. Open line Friday, 323-203-0815. Let me get my water here. We'll 323-203-0815. Now, our lines are open, you know, so please call us in. It'll be a nice 4th of July gathering. And what I was going to say is, for those people that want to see 4th of July shows, we're reminded of in Newport Beach. They have on the harbor a show there. We have one also in San Diego from Petco Park. And we have one actually coming from, if you go to Santa Barbara, from the marina. So there's going to be a lot of different shows out there for people interested in 4th of July. And what we're going to do is we're going to shout them out to you soon and let you guys know. Now, there have been, again, back to UFOs, a dark UFO moves low over moon. And low means it's probably trying to detect something. And the oval building on Mars with tinted windows and a NASA photo. So what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of these UFOs get themselves engaged in different settings. And then one of them looks like something of Egyptian a sphinx. So you're getting a lot of that type of stuff. Now, they also, Tycho Crater, Earth's moon. This is a great video of a dark disk moving over the Tycho Crater. The disk so low, it leaves a shad moon. This is 100% evidence that aliens exist. It's amazing. So there are aliens out there, believe me. But this only brings the point across. One other thing I was going to mention is next week we hope to talk about more about the UFO sightings, and we'll have Doctor. He's one of that. Doctor Ken Pfeiffer will be on, and we'd like to share his vision of why we're having so many UFOs. In fact, one of them shot off like an angel UFO about a week ago. It was sighted in New Zealand. Source were a light shot off like a demon. So you never know. And they had one. Scott Waring took one. It showed multiple objects. I saw this one in Mars. It was done June 25th, where they had, it looked like a Egyptian model. And it looked so cool because it looks like the head of a sphinx. And they have it, I think it was on, I want to say, the History Channel. And this one is really cool. So if you get a chance, go on UFO Sightings Daily, and you do find some new things every week. They change the thing every week. Now this one, you see the head mounted in the orbit, their orbit, but you see also animals or some type of life coming from this area. So that's something we never knew that there was life there, you know? It's very interesting. Anyway, so please call us. We're ready to take phone calls. If you have any questions, please let us know. This is Cameron here on a peaceful Friday night, 323-203-0815. Let me take a quick drink and we'll be back on the air. This is LA Talk Radio. This is Cameron Datsker, Sports and Life. We're also on BBS Radio. So everyone in San Francisco, this is Cameron Sports and Life. We're here live in the Bay Area. Soon to be live in Vegas and in Phoenix. So enjoy our show. We hope to do more UFO stuff. And, we'll talk about many different things. So that's UFO is a wonderful art because a lot of the UFO stuff is stuff that, we've heard about, we've talked about, but nothing has ever happened where it's now coming to fruition. And, there is a wonderful thing that's going on in L.A. Hopefully, we get the spokesman on tonight regarding the Egyptian mummy. It's coming to L.A. So we're going to have our artistic show. I think it's going to be here for, I want to say, a week or two or three. It's going to be downtown L.A. And it's going to be all about the Egyptian sphinx and everything. So it's very interesting. And I'll be downtown in the Mid-Wilshire area. So if you get a chance, please go. It's a wonderful thing to see the ancient Egyptian sphinx and reminders of Egypt. And I'll be here, I think it's going to be next week. It'll be mid-July through, it's going to go through September. So if you get a chance, please go. Oh, amazing stuff comes from there. And one other thing I was going to mention, boy, it's been so busy, I tell you. It's been a busy week. for me. Other people have asked me if you know, about, you know, we do a show. I want to give our email out. It's cdatzker@yahoo.com. And we want to welcome new people, whatever you, you know, whatever your viewpoint, whatever, want you on. We'd like to not only welcome you to the show, but we'd like to welcome other people, you know, to the show. So it's kind of cool. And I was talking with people, you know, various people earlier about where are the best foods to go to. We're going to do a show about best pizza place, best Israeli place, best Chinese food place soon. And we wanted to let people know about it. That's going to happen soon. So we hope to maybe do a show about that. And it's something that we're going to put together. As for tips, we're going to have, I know in the next month or so, we're going to do a show about where to go. You know, let's say you have a budget of money. Where would you like to go? Trips. You know, like people save up. They save up so much money to travel. Where would you like to go if you had all the money that you can? Where would you like to travel to? So there's really kind of neat things. And, you know, this is coming to fruition. And what else I was going to tell you? Not that bad, I guess. So please call us at 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And if you have anything, you know, you'd like to share, 323-203-0815. And like I said, once again, LA Talk Radio. This is Cameron, Sports and Life. We're here Friday nights from 8 to 9. And tonight it's kind of what they say in the world of, it's kind of a relaxing night because it's one of those nights I never get. We usually have a lot of people on. So if you want to call us and you want to talk about our show, please do. And if you have any questions, please call us at 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. And we'll answer any questions you like. This is Cameron Sports Live on a Friday night. Friday night in Los Angeles. I see the USA Bank in back of me, the lights. I see a stadium. They have a high school near us with a stadium. Wow, you know holidays coming. The fireworks are about to start. No, I'm kidding. They'll be here soon enough next week. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun to just see all that and more. And I know the dogs don't like the fireworks. Because I know I have two animals, and they don't like the fireworks. So usually they stay in the house, and they want to get away from the fireworks. And I don't blame them, because that noise, and I don't know, the popping, and they don't, I don't think they like it too well. If you have dogs, by the way, please stay in the house with them with the fireworks. Because, you know, some of them could get a heart attack from the effect of fireworks. So, you know, just pet them down. Pet them, relax them, because dogs get scared of the sound of the fireworks, which is usual, you know, hearing the sparks and fire. And one other thing I was going to mention is if cats don't like the fireworks either, they want to hide away, as they say, they want to hide away. And what I'm going to tell you is, yeah, please, if you have anything that you'd like to talk about, please call us at 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And I noticed, I was looking at my Israeli magazine, and they have Birthright. They went to Israel. And that's a nice thing for if you have a nephew, a niece, a son or daughter. And this is where they experience Israel. And it's a nice, nice thing. And when you go there, it's nice because you get to see, you know, they get the trip paid for by the owner of the Sands Hotel and the Venetian. And it's a nice situation because they learn a lot. Believe me, when you go to Israel, you're mesmerized with all the different entertainment, you know, and all the historical stuff. And it's just amazing, amazing stuff, you know. And when you go there, you're just amazed. And I'm looking at these food ads, you know, which is good. They have a great Israeli place. They just opened in, I want to say, Tarzana. And it's Aroma, but Aroma that was taken over by a gentleman called Street Food Cafe. The food is marvelous. They're not open today because it's Shabbat, but they'll be open on Sunday. If you want to go to a place, it's a little different, a little artsy, a little no meat. Go there. It's an amazing place. And it's a place that you'd like to kick back, enjoy. And a lot of people like to go there, you know. And to my Persian friends, there's a wonderful Persian restaurant near Woodland Hills Printing. They do pizza, and they make pizza really well. And have a wonderful outlet. So it's a good thing. And you know, if you like the Persian stew, which is phenomenal, they have that. And have other things to mention. And it's a really good place. So we like food here. You can tell. We eat here. But we like to have good food. And, you know, and I like ramen. If anyone has a good ramen place, you know, I'll give you free airtime. Talk about ramen. Ramen's actually a good thing for the body because in Japan, because it's so populated, people go to these ramen bars. And what they do is they put a little chicken, pork, or whatever, and they mix it in with noodle, and a ramen is actually good for you. And the ramen is like eating fresh food. So I'm just going to mention that to people, and I'm just looking to see anything other on the holidays. Like I said before, if you want to have a free 4th of July where you don't pay a dime, they have a place. Woodland Hills is having Bob Blumenthal's 4th of July special. It's on Topanga. If you get a chance to go, it's free. There's no charge. And also, what I was going to say is, you know, we talked about the Rose Bowl. It's wonderful. There's a charge for that. There's also one up in Pomona where they have the, L.A. thing. Also, up in, Pasadena, another one. So there's plenty of the 4th of July spectaculars. And the one that I like, it's in that area, by the Rose Bowl. So if you get a chance, please go. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to go, you know? Okay, so we're going to continue on. It's 8:45. In the LA area, 8:45 in San Francisco. So please, we got 5 more minutes of the show. It's been an interesting show tonight. You don't know how it's going to go every day. It changes. And today's a quiet show. We're, you know, if you'd like to talk about any issue, we're open to it. And, you know, it's interesting when people place a personal ad in the paper. And this one magazine, it's an Israeli magazine, of how people put their name, their age, and how they put it in here, you know. So it's kind of interesting to see them put it in there. But anyway, please call in at 323-203-0815. And once again, my name is Cameron Desker, the host of this show, and I want to thank all the many people that, you know, call in every week. This week has been slow because of the holiday, and then we hope by next week we'll be back to normal. You know, we'll have people in. We'll talk about a subject, and we'll just have fun. You know, you gotta have fun, right? And what I was gonna say is, One other thing is that stay tuned. Next week we'll talk about how your 4th of July was, because we won't be here till we're going to be here till next Friday. So 4th of July is on Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you talk about how your 4th of July was. Did any surprises? Any nice places did you go to eat? What was the place that you ate at? Did you enjoy the company? Any restaurants that you've been to that were hidden gems in the L.A. area or hidden gems in the San Francisco Bay Area? Please let us know. And we are the community radio of Los Angeles. That's Cameron Sports and Live, 323-203-0815. So everyone out there, we enjoy this holiday. Enjoy it with your family. I lost my mom this year, and I'll tell you what. The last 4th of July I had was, we spent it, and it was a special one, because my mom liked the fireworks. And, talking about that was how she enjoyed the colors. Because, fireworks have colors, as everyone knows. So my mom would say, oh, the red one's going off. The gold one's going off. But I said, Mom, they're doing different symbols. So one came out, was the Statue of Liberty on the fireworks. It was amazing. And my mom really enjoyed it. And after that, they had a red, white, and blue salute. It was really nice. So it was kind of fun, because you get to see it, come up in the air. And when fireworks come, they're so fast. And they had one was a blue color, then they had a red color, then they had a green color, and then they had a gold color. So it was nice. So pay attention to the colors of the fireworks, It's kind of fun. People look at the fireworks and go, wow, these fireworks, they're multiple colors, and they're really cool, because when you look at the fireworks, sometimes, you see what they're trying to put on the airspace, and it's really cool how they can get a scene of a lion, scene of a flag, scene of people, and it's just amazing, amazing stuff. And when you observe it, you say to yourself, wow, how do they do all this? But it's amazing, because you got to remember, when they put together the fireworks display, it's like they come in there, they come out and give it a little artistic thing. They're going to have that at Northridge at the Shepherd the Hills event. They do kind of a neat tundra of American history, and which is cool. You don't see it anymore, But they do a thing of American history, which is phenomenal. So if you ever go to, if you want to go to one that's free, and take your family, it's in Porter Ranch on top of Rinaldi. It's a church that sponsors it every year called Shepherd of the Hills, and it's freebie. And tell them that the host Cameron taught you to go there. And they have wonderful. They sell food. They have for the cars. It's right. They have Walmart, and they have Ralph's, and they have other things. And they're very, very nice to do it every year. So they have the displays. Allow people to go in the parking, and it's fun. So if you want to, get to that holiday spirit, you go to Shepherd of the Hills and their display in Northridge. Very, very nice. Porter Ranch. Say a proper Porter Ranch. And you go there and you really enjoy it with your family. Anyway, we've got seconds to go. Then we're going to call it a good night in Los Angeles. So I want to thank all the fine people that called in tonight. And I want to thank everyone from coast to coast, and everyone that is hearing us from the Bay Area to San Francisco, all that area, L.A. So we want to wish you all a very healthy, safe, and happy 4th of July. And good night, everyone. Have a nice holiday. Bye.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.